Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast,
the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing
the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back to the show, sports fans. It's Sam Crowley. Got to dive into this email right away from the mailbag. By the way, you want me to answer your questions on the Everyday is Saturday podcast, hit me up, sam@everydayissaturday.com, sam@everydayissaturday.com. All right, Hans Hegge. I'm sorry if I didn't pronounce your last name correctly, Hans, but let's just call you Hans. Sam, just listen to 575 LMAO. You know the acronym LMAO. Cool. Awesome. Recording that was fantastic. It was entertaining. It was funny. It was appropriate. I loved every second! ! Happy Monday. Hey, happy Monday to you too, Hans. The 575 podcast, just to review, we had a Japanese contingent come into Cincinnati when I was still a corporate slave running a $90 million division, and I was in charge of entertaining them. Not only entertaining them, but basically just that. Like, Sam, don't do anything stupid. Don't say anything stupid. Don't screw it up. They want to see our largest division, our showcase division in the company. You happen to be the manager of that entire division. Just don't screw it up. Well, go back and listen to the show, and you'll see what happens. So anyway, I take them out to dinner. I take them to a bar, and didn't occur to me that there's women's lingerie hanging from the ceiling at the bar. And these are really buttoned-up Japanese men, and there was one woman there. She was the translator. So it was like 20 Japanese guys, right? They're like, Crowley-san, look at it. And they start mumbling to each other, look up. I'm like, oh, wow, yeah, whoo. There's like 100 bars in Cincinnati within a 1 mile radius, and I chose the one with bras and underwear hanging from the ceiling. Strike one. So we get to dinner. The beers were flowing, the drinks were flowing, so the Japanese guys loosened up a little bit, started sharing some jokes through the translator. A little awkward, you got to wait for them to laugh about a minute after you tell the joke. All good, because I immediately fired back about 3 Bud Lights and a shot of Cuervo before I even got into the joke telling, because I knew this was going to be a long night. So once we got out of the bar, we went to dinner at this fancy schmancy hotel, and I had my protege with me. Protege being defined as an individual I was grooming to take my job. Smart guy, man, real smart guy. And look, the biggest compliment you can have as a leader is to groom people who can actually take your job. The problem is, with most people in a job, they're holding on. They're like death gripping it, holding on. You're not taking this job. I don't want you. Hey, take my job, man. Take it. If you take my job, that means I did a heck of a job training you. So the only thing I didn't probably train him well on is the amount of imbibing he should do when we are entertaining guests, especially from a foreign land, especially dignitaries who are here to see the best of the best. I held my liquor pretty good. I didn't know, though, that my protege was hitting it pretty hard on the side the whole time, because he didn't really have much interaction. He was just there kind of to observe me doing the schmoozing, the shaking hands and kissing babies type thing. So I didn't know he was getting sauced off his rocker over on the side there the whole time I was, entertaining the Japanese, which went over to our fancy dinner party, where I did the haiku, the 575, and I did it, and I didn't really slur too badly, and my protege was like, oh, wow, dude, I can't believe you went the haiku route. Like, how cheese whiz can you get? You know what? They loved it. Standing ovation. Crowley-san. So I figured, this is over. Thank God they had their car waiting for them outside of the restaurant. It was going to take them back to their fancy hotel. I think they were staying at the Omni Netherland Plaza downtown Cincinnati. Fancy. So my buddy and I were going to walk back to the car that we parked in some alleyway. So they're getting into like their stretch limo, and we're parked in an alleyway like 3 blocks over. And my protege comes out of the restaurant early, so he could regurgitate the entire meal that he just put down. I'm trying to keep it as clean as I can because I know it's a family show. So just imagine this, for if you will, for a moment. And by the way, this was my last work day before going on a week vacation. So I was out. I was already in vacation mode that Friday. That's why I think I celebrated so hard. And I'm telling you all of this to let you know what my former life used to look like. By the way, I might go out once every 6 months now and have a drink. And I certainly can't do it like I used to, because having four kids and one of them a critical baby, there's no way I couldn't function the next day. But anyway, back in the day, this is what I did, and this is who I was. That's why I feel, and plus I was fat and bloated and out of shape. I was always tired. I was going out to lunch and having subs and pizza and carb meals, spaghetti, buffet stuff. It was just, I think of what I used to eat and how I used to abuse my body, and I'm thinking, I don't know how I didn't kill myself. Literally, I don't know how I didn't kill myself. I always at happy hour. So we leave the dinner, and I'm walking out with all the fancy Japanese. I mean, $1,000 suits, and we're laughing it up. Crowley-san, Crowley-san, haiku, haiku. Hey, great time. And there's my buddy in the bushes right outside the restaurant. I'm like, oh, my God. Please, Lord Jesus, don't let them see him. And I took their – I'm trying to think of how I diverted the attention. Like, if you come out of the restaurant, to the left was the vomiter. To the right was their car. So I kept all their attention. Like, oh, come on, there's your car. There's your car. Like, oh, well, listen, I really like, yeah. Thank you. And all I'm hearing is, off to the right, off to the left there. So I'm getting them in their car, and I got them all in there. They didn't see them. Everybody else in Cincinnati did, unfortunately. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing? He goes, he said, we've been drinking since 4 o'clock. I said, I know. I don't know what you've been doing, but holy cow, man. This night was bad enough. Taking them to the bar with the lingerie hanging from the ceiling and going through the dinner, and now you're vomiting in the bushes of the restaurant. Oh, my gosh. So when Hans sent me this email this morning, I thought, you know, there's a part of that story I didn't tell, and you might be thinking, geez, I wish you wouldn't have. But I felt just the need to kind of give you one more glimpse into the corporate life where all these buttoned up executives walk around like they got it all together. Just imagine, if you will, that same executive vomiting in the bushes outside his favorite restaurant, all in the name of entertaining somebody, buying things we can't afford with money we don't have to impress people that we don't even like. So you can make a decision, because the theme of this week is just the small little choices that you're going to make. I made a choice after that that I was going to quit my job. Now, it took me a while to quit. I tried. It's funny. I think I mentioned this on the 575 podcast that Monday morning, by the way, that was Friday night. So Monday morning, I got up. I was looking back at the weekend just laughing. And I started looking through the want ads of the Cincinnati Inquirer because, you know, the internet really wasn't around back then. And businesses for sale, I looked through it. That's where I found the Quiznos, September 2004. That is when I found the Quiznos, because I said, you know, I don't really want to do haiku and throw up in bushes outside of a restaurant the rest of my life and entertain people. I'd rather go be my own boss. I'd rather wear a funny little visor with a Q on it and go broke than to actually have to do this the rest of my life. I remember sitting in my driveway watching the sprinkler hit my lawn, reading the want ads for businesses for sale in the Cincinnati Inquirer, and that's when I was looking at Dairy Queens and childcare center, anything, and I just happened to pick a Quiznos. It's like throwing a dart. Shocker how it never worked out, huh? Just kind of randomly picked a business and invested in it, and yeah, pretty weird how that stuff works out. Anyway, I hope this show has inspired you to go after your dream and little choices that we're going to make. We'll talk about it all week on the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Sam Crowley, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.